Now, for people who can remember their school days reasonably clearly, if you hark back to those days, you would remember in the latter years, I suppose you might say, the last two or three years of high school, there were particular kids in the class that weren't particularly happy, they weren't comfortable, they didn't want to study those particular courses. What did they want to do? They want to work with their hands, they wanted to go and get a trade, etc. But there was a certain, I think, snobbery, an intellectual snobbery about that. And parents would say, and I guess teachers might have said, oh, no, you've got to go into university and get a university degree or you won't rate. I mean, this sort of mentality prevailed for a long time. Well, we're moving past that, thank God. So many of those kids, once they got out and they did get their trades, went on to incredible success. They had wonderfully productive lives, and you wonder why on earth it was delayed two or three years. Largely to do with, as I said, intellectual snobbery. Listen to this, though. This is Busy Schools Cairns Campus. Now, it's headed A Solution for Disengaged Youth in Cairns. It says, with an alarming amount of young people disengaging from school, more needs to be done to provide education and career path opportunities for those who need it most. Now, this is, says here, it's the first of its kind in Cairns, Busy Schools Cairns Campus. You've got an alternative for years 11 and 12 students who, for whatever reason, are disengaged and struggling in their final years of schooling. Doesn't this ring a bell? Anyway, I won't go on with the details of this, but they're talking about opportunities, for example, still continuing your 11 and 12, but also getting access to those other opportunities which lead to terrific employment chances after they leave school. Where is this gentleman there? He is on the line here now, and he's going to talk about this. He's the principal of BUSY, that's what it's called, Busy Schools Cairns Campus. His name is Nathaniel Train. Hello, Nathaniel.
Morning, John. How are you?
Can I call you Nat?
You can, or you can call me Nate. That's my
All right, Nate. Nate, let's get stuck into this. This is going to hit a lot of nerves with a lot of people who know sometimes this, I called it a form of snobbery, really, where people say, oh, you've got to go on and have a really elevated level of academic success or you won't be a success in life. And in so many cases, the opposite is true.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, education is supposed to be about enhancing life choices, and that's certainly what the Busy School is all about.
Now, Nate, please paint a picture of the sort of young person who's going to benefit from this. What sort of person is, for example, sitting in school class, disengaged with what the teacher's saying up the front and just dreaming about getting out and doing something else?
Well, the school offers a variety of different solutions, but I suppose the most exciting opportunity that we have is to be part of the Busy Group, and that means that students will have the opportunity to explore vocational pathways and potentially look at traineeships and apprenticeships, all the while still being able to achieve their QCE, the Queensland Certificate of Education, if they so choose. So it's a real smorgasbord of opportunities that you would legitimately argue is quite tailored for the individual.
Now, isn't time a constraint? If you're talking about actually starting to get some skills in, you know, in a traineeship, apprenticeship, but also you've got the academic aspect as well to a certain extent, how do you do both?
So what we look at is we condense the things that they have to do. So that's essential English, essential maths and social and community studies into a two-day block. And then we've got 3 days left over for other opportunities, including those traineeships or apprenticeships or certificate courses, depending on what their interests are. And that may also include things like work placement, where they actually go and work for a day and earn some money.
Now, you use that term essential maths and essential whatever else. Can you give us an idea of exactly what that means?
Well, what that means is it's a certificate, a related course, so they get 4 credit points for those particular subjects. And that is a baseline that employers will look for when they're looking at employing someone for an apprenticeship or a traineeship. So it's not necessarily a highly academic subject, one that you would potentially look for when you're going to university. Having said that, if you do choose to go to university, you can still go to university with those subjects as well.
Wow, this is interesting. Let me ask you this. The essentials, would they provide the basics that young men and women need throughout life? You know, I'm thinking about issues when it comes to language, to reading, to mathematics. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, if I consider my own educational pathway, I think I did we refer to as Maths 1 and Maths 2.
Yes.
In year 11 and 12, and I think sometimes they call it Maths A and Maths B now. I don't think I've used any of it across my entire career.
Yeah.
I've also been primarily in primary schools, but also within secondary schools in leadership roles. So, yeah, it provides what they need. Without the padding, I suppose, would be the best way to describe it.
Well, reading and writing without too much arithmetic.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is for, you know, the essential maths, we're still going to be doing the arithmetic there. The reading and writing is certainly covered in essential English. One of the things that we're finding with our students is that those, you know, having to do subjects traditionally at a high school for 5 days a week is just not their cup of tea. And knowing that they can get what they need to get done in 2 days is a huge incentive.
Do you know, I hear you talking about this and I wonder, why wasn't this done decades ago?
I wish it was around when I was at school.
Exactly. And there'd be a whole lot of people thinking exactly the same thing. That's the audience listening to you at the moment. And they think, oh, if only that was around back when I was young. Can I just ask you about the apprenticeship services, if you like, and the employment opportunities that open up with this approach?
Well, one of the beautiful things about the busy schools, it's part of the busy group, and that's what busy is all about. They're all about employment opportunities and making sure that people have a pathway towards employment. Mm. So the unique thing that the school has is that we tap straight into Skill 360. Skill 360 actually shares the building that we are in, and they're part of the busy group. And you know, we talk about in educational circles, year 13, the busy group is going to be taking these kids on board for year 13, year 14, year 15 and so on, until such time as we've got them placed in employment.
Bloody amazing, isn't it? Now, I've got to say this to you. We don't have a lot of teenagers listening to this program, but we do have lots of mums and dads and grandma and granddad as well. What would you like to say to them about passing this opportunity on in an effective way and opening up a discussion with sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters?
We've been encouraging people to come in and do a bit of a tour. The reality is we're not huge and we're not designed to be huge. We're not in competition with anyone. We're looking to work with all the different groups, including the Department of Education. They're well aware and they've had a strategy called Whatever It Takes for some years now. They're very keen to work together with us and to identify students that actually fit. So I often do a pre-enrolment walk and talk and an informal interview and give people an opportunity to really think about what it is they want to do and whether we fit what they're after. And then, you know, the formal interview and so on rolls on from there. But look, the really key thing is to come and meet the people.
Yes.
The reality is that we've got staff here who are highly dedicated and really committed to the individual. This school is about personalising the learning experience. And a lot of our students have really not had that since primary school.
Now, you're saying about coming and talking to you. We're talking to parents and the students?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more than happy to talk to parents around what it is we offer.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why they can't come in and have a look. Disengaged students are quite a difficult group to start with, in the sense of, you know, they're not very keen to look at another educational facility.
Mm.
But as I said, you know, one of the great things about this particular site is, you know, it's sort of dedicated recreation room and recreation area. We've also got a gym on site, and we'll have a personal trainer that comes in and works with the groups of kids to not only assist them, but give them a personal training course that they can then partake in away from school.
Where is this, Nate?
So this is at 1 Wilkinson Street, Manunda. It's one half of the old Skill 360 building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know where you are. Now, don't go away. How do people contact you if they think this is just what my boy or my girl needs? How do they contact you or somebody else?
Sure. Yeah, the enrolment number is 1300 176 472.
Yeah.
And people can actually leave their details and I will be contacting them personally.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Here's that number. This is Nate, or Nathaniel Train, T-R-A-I-N, Busy Schools, Kent's Campus. It's 1300 176 472. Excellent. Good on you, Nate. This is a very interesting indeed. Good luck with this.
Thank you for your time, John.
I think it's a great idea. A whole lot of other people do as well. As we said earlier on, if only it was around all those years ago, so many people, wouldn't have wasted possibly a couple of years or whatever.